Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Purpose and Passion Radio. Here we are. My name is Bree Wells, and I am delighted to have my next guest on. She is a psychotherapist. She's actually worked in the psychotherapy field for over 20 years. She has a general practice. She utilizes psychotherapy, art therapy, play therapy, clinical hypnosis, and guided imagery. She really is a commitment to help people resolve problems. And as she says, she works with children, adolescents, and adults, so all are included. She's an avid traveler. She has traveled all around the world, and her ability to work with many cultures is really remarkable. She loves really that cross-cultural people and loves to be able to work with people of many cultures and helping them understand each other. She's a multi-talented, multifaceted woman, and it is my privilege to introduce you to Dr. Rochelle Nand. Dr. Rochelle, thank you for being on the show today.
Hi, Bree. Thank you so much for the introduction. I'm very happy to be here. This is a new experience for me, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well,
notation. Mm-hmm. I've actually been in practice now about 30 years.
Wow. Oh. Which is a miracle in itself, as I have known many people in your field that I guess they just get burned out or, you know, they don't stay in the field 30 years.
Yeah, I think because they look at it as a job possibly, as opposed to looking at it as this is what I do, this is who I am, this is what I'm passionate about, and it's not a chore. It's not a job. It's something that I have privilege to do.
Yeah, yeah. There's the difference in passion. So, what actually brings you the greatest joy in your practice or in your life? Why don't we just start there?
Well, you know, that's really a very big question because there are so many things, you know, so many things that bring me joy. I can start by just, you know, telling you that my son brings me the greatest personal joy.
Yeah.
When I talk to him or interact with him or love him or hug him and just connect with him.
Yeah.
So there is that. My practice, helping my patients, dealing with clinical issues and so on. It makes me happy. That is something that I feel very confident to do. Then I've got, my goodness, I've got, as it were, extracurricular activities, all kinds of things that I do. Like I take dance lessons, ballroom dancing, and I think it's such a joy and it's becoming a passion for me.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Like you said, I do travel, and the traveling for me is not only seeing new places, but also talking to people of different culture and observing them and bringing that into my practice along with my experience and my knowledge and so forth. I bring an understanding of different cultures of the world, and I feel very lucky to have been doing that.
Yeah. It's very clear you love humanity.
I do. I give people a lot of credit to bring joy or sadness, for that matter, to themselves.
Yeah.
And my job is basically to wake them up to their inner strength inside for them to be their own best guide.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've had an interesting life to actually get to America. You weren't born in America, correct?
That's correct. I was born in Iran, a city of Tehran.
Mm-hmm.
I am of Jewish background, and I left in the end of 1969, came here about January of 1970, and I found myself like a child in a candy store. this has been, in my experience, the best country in the world, the best place to be whom you want to be. If you cannot make it here, you know, I don't know, it's something is wrong. The opportunities are here, and all we have to do is basically get up, go out, and do it.
Yeah,
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's what's so wonderful about talking with you is that passion just is part of your life. So if I were to ask you, what are you passionate about? I don't think there's anything that you would talk about that you're not passionate about. I know you're a wonderful cook. I know you love dance, you know. I also know you have a huge commitment to anti-terrorism in our world, and you do a lot of talks about that. Did you want to touch on that and talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I think that it is, in some ways, I feel an obligation to give back to this country for all that it has given me. And one of the things that I do is educate people regarding Islamic terrorism. I have studied the culture, different cultures of the Middle East. I'm familiar with the languages, with psychology, with politics, culture, and so on. And I can touch on different aspects of what their mentality is, what they're all about, why they're doing what they're doing, and in what ways they are doing it, be it covert or overt. I have been associated with an agency called ActForAmerica.org. That agency is dedicated to educating America about the threat of Islamic terror. And I'm part of that, and I give lectures and write articles and do a lot of presentations regarding this topic. And if people are interested, they could either go to actforamerica.org and become members, or they can come to my group, which meets quarterly in the South Bay area.
Okay.
And get some knowledge and share concerns about terrorism these days. So that's just another part of my life that I do. And you're right. Everything that I do, I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
When I give a talk on terrorism, you can just feel my passion and interest and desire to educate people and to let them know what is happening and what they can do about it. Same way that I do therapy. I am honored to be doing therapy, to be given the opportunity to sit there in front of someone and have them open up their lives to me and give me the chance to help them. I think it's an awesome thing to be able to do. Or if I do dancing, I mean, I think it's just beautiful to dance and to enjoy. It's nothing beats a good dance partner and a waltz dance, I tell you. Yeah.
Well, it's what's so wonderful is that you just are passionate. So, you know, you've lived this life, and I was wondering if you have anything that you could either tell us about what got you to this point, or was your experience you always were passionate about everything you took on, and it was just whether or not you would focus on one thing or the other? Or did you really feel a calling and just found yourself swept up in, this is what I'm going to do?
Well, let's see. When I was growing up, Bree, I was a fairly serious child. I was a thinker for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I was always thinking about people and how they did things and why they did them and so forth. And life, of course, was very, very different then in that country than today here in America.
Yeah.
So I decided that when I grow up, I will learn about people. I didn't even have a name that I would be a psychologist or anything like that. I just knew that I wanted to learn and understand human psyche. So I have been involved in that all of my life.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the issues with terrorism, well, after 9/11, I really decided that I owe it. I absolutely owe it to the people of this country to have some small role in doing something about what is happening and to try to preserve our country as is, which has, you know, the best system in the world so far.
Okay. And you used to say that you, well, I mean, I've known you for many years now, and it's really been a gift to know you.
Thank you.
Say, you know, I really love it. I really love helping people and helping them become aware of what they're passionate about. I think you said those kind of, you used to say that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I think for me to tackle a clinical issue or to look at a challenge, something that I can deal with and try to resolve and try to analyze with my patient, I think it's a wonderful exercise to be involved in. And basically when I do therapy, my therapy is all about giving tools to people. I want them to take what I give them and be their own therapist for the rest of their lives. So it's very important that I can share with them what I know and what I think. Sometimes people don't like to hear certain things that I want to tell them, but they have entrusted me with a job, and I will do that job to the best ability, to the best of my ability. And of course, I'll have to from time to time say things that they may not like or agree, and that's fine. That's part of it as well. Mm-hmm. But I do want them to tune into their own strengths, because we all have them. We all have what we need to do whatever it is we want to do in our life. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to just guide us a little bit. And that's what I do. I try to bring out the strengths and then look at weaknesses possibly and help them to bring them up to possibly becoming strengths.
Yeah. You said something really interesting. You said we need someone to help guide us. And I think that's something that we forget. We tend to think we should be able to do it on our own. And that's really not how we are designed as human beings.
Yes, exactly. We are all social animals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
We all need one another. We all need to connect with one another and be real as much as possible with one another. And we can use guidance, different kinds of guidance. Some of what you do in your work is wonderful guidance in terms of getting people to understand what their goals are and what their business ambitions are and how to get there. So I think we all need guides of different kinds, but by the same token, we have what it takes inside. Somebody just has mm-hmm. to kind of point it out.
Yeah, we do have what it takes, but we do need someone to bring it out in us.
Uh-huh.
And I love that you use all these different modalities to really help people. So it feels like whenever we're talking with you, it's like you've got this wealth of tools to really help someone. It's not just one thing or another. You know, you just have this whole wealth, you know, art therapy, play therapy, hypnosis, all this, you know, imagery that, you know, you can really help people come out of themselves.
Thank you. I also have used dream analysis, which mm-hmm. I have studied a great deal. That's when people learn to interpret their own dreams. Oh, my goodness, Bree, that makes me feel so good, because I know they have something for the rest of their lives. They can understand the messages of their dreams, for instance, and what a treasure that is for them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, that's really interesting. You got really excited about that. Tell me a little bit more about dream interpretation, and what could you start with someone if they came to you about a dream?
Well, dreams are basically a mirror of what's going on in your life. The language of the dream is usually very strange. That's why people don't pay attention to it and or forget it or even think they don't dream, because the language is very convoluted, if you will. And simply because we're not always ready to understand what's going on in the subconscious.
Mm.
And so someone who knows how to interpret them and how to relate them to your life and to your struggles and conflicts and so on, and can do it gently, if you will, can then bring out and put it right in front of you what the conflicts are in your life, what it is that you're struggling with. That's always helpful. And, of course, I feel as though I always have to go with the speed with which people are ready to move forward. It isn't my speed, it is theirs. I can go as slow as people need me to do so, or I can go as fast, depending on where people are.
That's quite a skill to be able, to really be able to understand the speed that someone needs to work at.
Yeah, thank you. I think that, being in this field all of my life and doing clinical work for 30 years, I think kind of equips me for that.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It's very clear about that. What would you say is really one of your personal strengths? Like, you know, there's been so much that we've talked about, and I hear it all as this real strong woman really being able to, you know, take on whatever's there. But what would you say is your biggest strength, or the part of you that you like the most?
My goodness, it's kind of difficult to be talking about me all the time. I'm not I'm not in the habit of doing that, Bree.
Yeah.
I want you to know. But, you know, when I think about a question like that, what comes to mind is that I'm really grounded. And I think I bring that to my clinical work. I'm also really happy. It's not that I don't feel the pain of people who are in pain and so forth, but generally speaking, my own constitution is that I'm a happy and grateful person.
Yeah,
and I hope and wish that comes across. I have a feeling it does come across.
Yeah.
One of the things that I tell my patients all the time is the idea of being grateful, the idea that you have so much to be grateful about, even though you've gone through hell or you are going through hell. And it's those things that you can be grateful about that carries you through life.
It really does. Yeah, mm-hmm. Really, really does. Well, one of the other things is that you are a wonderful speaker. And people can have you speak at different places. Do you want to talk anything about your speaking presentations?
Sure. I have done, over the years, I've done quite a lot of presentations on different aspects of psychology. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of parenting classes. I speak to parents a lot. I can talk on issues regarding discipline, child development, character building, and so on as far as children are concerned, to parents. I can discuss, you know, different aspects of the psyche or different issues that I deal with, such as relationship problems or depression and so on. And people can go to my website. It's www.drmandphd.com. It's drmandphd.com. I do have to update some parts of it, which I haven't for a while, but I'll get on that. They can get in touch with me through my website or call me. I don't know if you want me to leave my phone number.
If you'd like, go right ahead, because it's, please.
Sure. 310-375-2100. I'm available to speak to groups, parents, teachers, businessmen or women, any kind of group, anyone who is interested in clinical psychological issues.
Yeah, great. Thank you. She's a wonderful speaker and does very, as we say, passionate presentations. And don't misunderstand that. When I say passion, I don't think passion is pushy at all. Passion is infectious. And, Rochelle, you are infectious in love and for things like that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, really, if there was something that you really would like to contribute to the world. You know, if you, you know, I know you're making your contribution. I know you've touched many, many people's lives and given them a whole new life after seeing and being with you. I love your commitment to child issues and parenting issues because our world is changing rapidly. We are really getting a brand new world, and I know you'd like to make an impact on that. What would you like to see us move towards as a civilization and as a world?
You know, you just said something that we are coming into a brand new world,
yeah.
And it makes me think that if I could do anything about the world, if I could make any difference, not that I can, and I know that I'd be very lucky if I can make a change in my life and some people around me for better. But if I could do anything on a global basis, I would wish and hope that people would learn history. People would understand history and learn from it so that we do not continue repeating the mistakes of the past, either on a national level, on a global level, or even on a personal level. That would be my wish. I think that we don't pay enough attention to history, be it history of our own nation, a history of the world, history of different of religion, of different things. And, of course, there are people who, due to their possible orientation or strategies or whatever, may change history, may teach us history in a way that it really wasn't. And I think it's so important for people to research and to understand what's been going on in the world as long as we have been keeping records and learn from it, because everything comes in cycles, and humanity, we don't seem to change. We are the same as we are with our human nature, but something that seems to be recurrent is that we do the same thing over and over again without looking at, you know, what the history has taught us and maybe do it differently.
It isn't surprising to me that you said that. But it's, but in a way it is at the same time, because, you know, I'm a history buff, and I love to retell history in a way that brings you access to it presently, that you can see it for yourself again. And, and I think that that's what we share. We share a real great bond with that, to understand that we got here somehow. Maybe we should look at how we got here so we don't have to stay here. We can actually build and grow and learn.
Oh,
you know?
Totally. How we got here is the key.
Yeah. And I know you have considered yourself a student for life, you know, because you don't say you know psych therapy, you say, I'm a student of, or I practice, you know, so I know it's an ongoing thing for you, you know.
Right. Absolutely. I am a student. I will always be, God willing, a student, because learning never, ever, ever stops.
Yeah.
In fact, the moment learning stops, life has no meaning. I'm always wanting to learn more. In fact, I feel as though I'm so thirsty for knowledge of different things. I like different aspects of life. You know, when I was younger, I learned to fly airplanes, and I thought that was just awesome.
Well,
you know, I mean, it's like I like to learn about gardening and how plants grow and things like that. I like to learn about the brain. I like to figure out what makes people tick. I tell you, I'm still that a child in a candy shop with my world.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for being that kind of person that is, and you infect everyone around you with your, really your gratitude. I've learned that from you. You're always grateful for what you have and expectant for what's next. You know, that's the thing that's so great. You are grateful for what's present, but you're expectant. Like, there's always something coming in such a great way. So the two of those things work well.
Yes, I am. I think I like to be positive and look for the best in people, look for the best that might be coming around the corner, as opposed to the negative, which I know there's a lot of, because I, you know, especially, let's say, when I study issues of terrorism, I am steeped in a lot of bad stuff. So I know it's out there, but we have to look at the positive and bring it about.
Yeah. Well, as we're wounding up our show, I just wanted to ask you, is there anything that you would like us to know? Would you like to let us know a little bit more about any one particular thing, or, you know, repeat your information, let us know again your website, how to contact you, also the terrorism website, if you'd like to let us know a little bit about that, that'd be great.
Basically, as far as therapy and counseling, I like people to know that it is really a gift to have counseling, especially when you and your therapist click, if you will, or if you understand one another, or you feel as though you're going in the same direction, if you're understood by your therapist. It's an awesome journey. It's really a wonderful, wonderful investment in your future and in the lives of people around you, because when you are satisfied and happy and fulfilled, you will be contributing to the lives of the people around you.
Yeah.
So counseling is a wonderful gift.
Yeah.
And I invite people to avail themselves to it. And if they would like to ask me more questions or like to get a hold of me, I'm at 310-375-2100. And my website is drmanphd.com. Mm-hmm. And as far as the issues of terrorism, my goodness, like never before, we have to be vigilant and we have to educate ourselves. So I would say educate, educate, educate. Go on websites, read information. If you have strong feelings about it, you know, call your congresspeople, your reps, and let them know that you are concerned and ask them what you can do. Because we all have to contribute. We all have to contribute in one way or another, and every one of us has a different gift to contribute. Mm-hmm. But contribute we must.
Yes. Rochelle, it's been a privilege to have you on the Purpose and Passion Blog Talk Radio. Really, mm-hmm. You can feel it coming from you. You are in perfect alignment. Your passion, your purpose is all in alignment. You've understood the, you know, every little thing in the road to guide you, to have you be, you know, here, just being able to fulfill on what you're passionate about. And I so appreciate you being here. Thank you again.
Thank you, Bree. Thank you so much. I feel very privileged to be here, and I'm delighted to have had this talk with you. And I thank your audience for listening, and it's just been a wonderful, wonderful pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Rochelle.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for being on the show. Bye.
Bye.